This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM. Coming up on TMS, I may be de-evolving.
Ooh. What do you drink with your Periscope?
Richard Simmons needs to drink more water.
Your ding-dong is nuts.
The Zuck gets hacked.
No teeth, but all the straws.
Major spoilers.
V for video games and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
I'm being rotated back to the States.
They are all that is man. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS. This is TMS. You know what that's short for?
SSS.
It's short for The Morning Stream. It's Monday, June 6th, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson. Right there is Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Why, hello, Scott Johnson. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a weekend.
Yeah. What day are we on here?
I don't know. What day is it? Monday?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, I mean
days since I've been alone ruining
my
life.
Yes, exactly.
Let's see. She left last... When did she leave?
Thursday?
No. Honestly, it's so confusing to me at this
Wednesday
point.
Wednesday morning?
Okay, hold on. When did we talk? Was it Thursday? Oh, it was Thursday morning.
Thursday morning? Okay.
Right? Yeah. I think... No, wait.
Let's see. You destroyed nature Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Thursday PM. Yeah. Guy next door was drinking wine.
I didn't say any... Okay, try Wednesday.
Wednesday. my wife is leaving me for 10 days.
Okay,
it was Wednesday morning.
It was Wednesday. You're right. Okay. So Wednesday, Kim left and took my kids with her. So I am Mr. Alone Home Man. And it sucks. I'm not good at this. It's starting to get bad. I'm turning into kind of a pig. I really should do some dishes. I went 2 days without a shower.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Not today, though. I'm squeaky clean today.
Fresh as a daisy, huh?
What else?
Have you put little toy cars underneath the windows in case goofy burglars break in?
No, but that's a good idea.
From the ceiling?
Like a piece of wood with nails in it that I can swing from a rope?
Right. A blowtorch above the door?
Ah, these are great ideas. Where were you yesterday when I needed you?
I was in there playing Overwatch with you. That's true.
That was fun, by the way.
That was so fun.
That game's so good, dude. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so I just kind of suck without him. I'm not eating well, you know. Mm. Like, a Del Taco shouldn't be a place you go. You shouldn't go there. Ever. Like, listen, I understand if you're like a 15-year-old kid and it's midnight and you're screwing around with your friends and you get the munchies and you think, you know what? Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But I'm an old-ass man and I shouldn't be going down. I shouldn't get in the car and drive to Del Taco and buy. Actually, you know what? I'll give you the full story on this.
Sure.
I went to go get Wendy's because I was in the mood for, like, you know, a burger and that.
Del Taco is a block closer.
Well, that's not quite what happened. But I went down to get it, and there's a new one by us. So the theory is because it's new, you're getting like the freshest, only the freshest Wendy's burgers are coming
there's
out.
There's not a quarter inch of grease on all the equipment in the kitchen.
No. I mean, in theory, again, just in theory. Right. And right. Remember, I'm the one with the story of going to Wendy's once and having a burger with a shoe mark on it. So I've had my rough times there, but right. With a new one, I thought, you know, whatever, Dave Thomas from the grave has somehow blessed it with his evil ghost.
They're old fashioned standards.
Yeah. They're back to the old fashioned standards. Right. So I go in there I don't go in there. I go to the drive through.
Okay.
And I noticed the drive through is kind of long, but I'm thinking, well, it's Wendy's. It's like the third most popular burger franchise in America. Of course, it's
maybe a long line, but it'll go quick.
Yeah. In theory. Right?
In theory.
So I get behind this SUV of some sort, and a lady gets behind me, and there are probably four cars ahead of us. And we're not really moving. And as we're sitting there, all of a sudden I hear from behind me after about 3 minutes, it's some lady with those giant like Paris Hilton glasses, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like the big spider eye looking ones.
Right.
Hate those, by the way. Just if anyone's listening and think those ever looked good.
Like big old massive 70s sunglasses.
Yeah.
The size of your fist.
What are you, one of the Charlie's Angels?
How much sun do you need to block on your cheek?
The answer is not nearly as much as you think.
Right.
So I'm in this line, and behind me, lady behind me with the giant glasses, suddenly, she starts laying on her horn. Like that.
Okay.
And I look back, and I'm not sure she's honking at me. I think, well, I don't know what you're doing, but okay, fine. Maybe she saw something else.
At this point, are you even up to the speaker? You're just still way back in line, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd probably two cars before the speaker.
Okay. All right.
At this point. And so I'm sitting there thinking about what I want to get, but then I got lady going, where, and I thought maybe, oh, well, she probably just accidentally leaned on it or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's on her phone. Who knows? And so I just ignore it for a minute. Another 30 seconds passes. So this time I look around and look at her and I shrug my shoulders and put my hands out like, are you honking at me?
Like, where could I go?
Yeah. And here's what she does. And you can't see this because I didn't send you a video, but she takes her arms and she does like a shoe forward to me.
Oh.
She's like, go, go.
Like, do you have like a big gap between you and the car in front of you?
No. That's the whole thing is I am as close to that back end of that other car as I can be without it being a hazard.
Right.
I can't go anywhere else. I'm wedged between the two. And she's going, come on, go like this. Like I have anything to do with this.
And you don't have like a huge car where like you could block her view of a car in front of you. Like she can clearly see that there's a car directly in front of you, right?
Brian, I am driving a Ford
Fiesta.
Fiesta.
Right.
Europe's number one selling car, it turns out. Little tiny car, tall man tiny car. That's what I'm in. I'm not blocking shit. If there's somebody who can give her the most amount of space between me and the next car, it's me because I'm already tiny.
Right. You could practically fit under the car in front of you.
I'm nearly a Le Car or something.
Oh my God.
Or like a Fiat or something. I'm this tiny little car. So all I can think about is, well, I can't do anything. Like, I'm literally like, I can't do anything. She keeps honking. Wow. And I'm about to get out of the car and go over there and go, what? Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And finally, she just like throws her hands in the air, grabs the wheel, and just yanks it out of the line, pulls into the parking lot.
Okay.
And then walks in front of my car and gives me the dirtiest look I've ever seen.
Oh, because she has to walk across. I see. Yeah.
But there's, she couldn't even go, she had to turn sideways to get past the front of my car because of how little space there was.
That's crazy. I wonder what she was honking for.
I don't know.
Maybe she works for Game of Thrones. She was actually the person who decided to put Wiener on TV,
she's really like,
"Oh, that's Scott Johnson."
Oh, that's him making fun of Wieners. We had all those calls out the other day about Wieners. That's him,
right?
No, I don't know. I still am kind of flummoxed by it. And so, here's the best part: is she leaves, and I decide, you know what, this is too long to be in line.
Uh-huh.
I'm not at fault here. Something's wrong inside, like, oh, the square burgers have all fallen off the shelf or whatever the hell's going on in there. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
So I just wait, and it doesn't happen. She's gone now, and nobody's pulled up behind me, so I just pull out of there and go to Del Taco, which is the bottom line. So that's why I went to Del Taco, okay?
That's funny.
Because Wendy's was sucking it up, and Grumpy Lady was behind me the whole freaking time.
Now, if she would have stayed behind you, here's what you could have done just to make her feel really tiny.
Okay.
When you got up to the window, say, I'm going to pay for the, whatever the woman behind me got. How much did she spend? It's like under 10 bucks. I'm going to pick up her food too. Just so that when she pulls up and you're long gone, she pulls up and they're like, oh yeah, the guy in front of you actually paid for your food.
Oh, that would've...
She can be like, oh,
no, that's sad.
Well, she'll be like, great. I'm going to honk every time I come to Wendy's.
Well, if she hadn't gone inside, it may have been an option, but she went in there. I never saw her again. I'm guessing she's a real treat to live with. I'm guessing
sure, yeah.
Whoever she calls her own, whatever she sleeps next to at night, whatever children have spawned from her evil loins, I'm sure they love her to death. Good job, Mom. And I say Mom because she was probably, I don't know if she was a mom
she
or not, but she was
mother age.
Yeah, she looked like, I don't know, mid-40s or something like that. Mm-hmm. But she was clearly in this state of, I'm wearing these glasses, I've got this fancy bag, this is a BMW, I'm just kind of a shit show. Mm-hmm. Kind of attitude going on. And I listen, I can't make too many judgments because all I've had is this one interaction with her.
Right. But.
But poo-poo on you, lady.
100% of your interactions with her have been negative.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to base it on. It's like if you and I got along real well, except for that time you kicked me in the nuts for no reason.
Right.
Well, that was.
Then you'd have a ratio to kind of contend with. But.
You know, 50% of the time, Brian's going to kick you in the nuts. Be careful. All right. Anyway, that's how that all went down. Also, a quick PSA. That's a public service announcement for those not knowing what these acronyms are. Or initialisms. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Public stream announcement.
Wait, is it an initialism or an acronym?
That would be an initialism because you don't pronounce PSA.
Can't we just like consolidate the two and just say that's a initialism?
Why don't we just consolidate all the words and make it easy for you, Scott? Let's just start calling it creamy peen instead of penne pasta.
The reason I say that is because the English language is already so weirdly redundant. Like I can say two, and they're all different words, and they mean all those different twos mean different things.
Here's, you know, if you push for this, it'll happen just like we added supposedly to the dictionary, which is talk about. Boy, you know, it's like, all right, let's kowtow to the illiterate masses who think that supposedly is a word.
Yeah. Good job, everybody. All right. Let's call Daryl. Oh, no, PSA. Sorry.
PSA.
Quick PSA. Tomorrow is a show. We have a show. However, for those listening live, this is important mainly to you because we are going to start a half an hour early, 8:30 Mountain Time. So 1/2 hour early for the show. And it is only going to go for an hour because... as soon as 9:30 hits, I have to get in the car and go get my tooth fixed that fell out last week. My big gold thing that fell out. Right. So they're going to fix that on Tuesday, tomorrow.
Your bling.
Yeah.
Your grill fell out.
Technically, it's an inlay, which I hate saying that because it sounds like I'm a 92-year-old woman or something. I don't know why. It just sounds like an old person term. I had an inlay done. But anyway, they're going to put they're going to lay it in again. I assume. I don't know. I may get there and they'll go, oh, this is a mess. We're going to have to freaking take your whole jaw off for the next. I don't know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So wish me luck, Brian, because when I see you Saturday, I may be just a big toothless idiot when I see you. I don't know.
Excellent. I can't wait. I think that's going to be fantastic.
But for those concerned, thank you for your emails and tweets. It doesn't hurt at all. It's just a bunch of cement in there. It's just the gold fell off. And it's fine. I could probably go a year and just brush it good and it'd be fine.
Now do you have a... do you ever ride back from the dentist? Like they won't sedate you. They'll just do a local.
Yeah. They're not going to, I don't need any like happy mm-hmm. gas or anything. It's a super easy procedure, assuming that they just replace it. If not, it just means they grind it down and put another one on there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Freaking teeth. F teeth. That's the other thing today. The lady behind me, F that. And the teeth, F you. Teeth. Bastards, man. These teeth are bastards.
Too bad Tom isn't going to be in town yet, because it would be great to have Tom go with you to the dentist.
Oh, it'd be really fun, right?
Yeah.
No, he'll just
be
here.
Current teeth.
He'll be here for the aftermath on Tuesday or Thursday. So deal. We'll see how I'm doing and how the dishes are done before he gets
You guys are planning on coming down to Vegas, right? That Thursday night?
Oh, yeah. We'll be right there. Tom
6-hour drive to hang out with me for 4 hours and then a 6-hour drive back.
Tom gets here at, 8:30 p.m. So we'll leave as soon as he gets here.
Oh, geez.
And then we'll be in Vegas by what, like 3 or 4 in the morning?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And
you can wake me up and...
yeah, we'll wake you up. We'll go pull a few slots and then drive right back. So
perfect.
It'll be perfect. Don't worry.
I can't see anything wrong with that plan whatsoever.
No, it seems like a match made in heaven, really, on timing and on lifestyle. All right, we're gonna call.
And that leads perfectly into Periscope talk here because
tell us. I almost skipped over this and I don't want to. So can you please explain what happened with Periscope, please?
So Wednesday night, we went out to dinner. Crazy Neighbors and I and my buddy Chris Brown came along with us.
Hey, how's he doing since he beat up Rihanna? Is everything good? Or
he's fine now. Yes.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Great.
You know, everyone's concerned about his knuckles.
Yeah.
Poor guy. You know. Anyway. Jeez, that's horrible, and we do not condone that.
No,
behavior.
We're not condoning it. We just not think it's. I just think it's funny. You have a friend named Chris Brown, and it should be at least mentioned. All right, go ahead.
So we went to this Mexican restaurant right by our house, and we knew we were all going to be drinking, so we all walked. We like walked the whole way over there. We had margaritas, had a food. I had this great thing called a poblano royale, which is shrimp wrapped in a poblano pepper with Monterey Jack cheese and their sauce that they put on. It's just fantastic.
Mm, sounds all right.
But tequila and me are like, you know, tequila is like the house guest that you have a great time with while everybody's awake, but then they just stay too long and they make a mess of things.
Okay.
And so basically the tequila, you know, was flowing. We got back to the neighbor's house. And for some reason, I decided, hey, it'll be a really good idea. I don't even know why, because I haven't thought about Periscope in weeks, right?
And you're in his torture dungeon basement.
His drug den basement.
Yeah, there are like people chained up in there. There are remains and stuff. We won't get into all that, but there's a whole other story, I'm sure, about that.
Oh, I'm sure, yes. Yeah. So decided to pull out Periscope. And, you know, I remember like the first couple minutes. And them singing, they were singing the Kinks' Celluloid Heroes. I was singing along with them. And then it turned into kind of an AMA, which was a lot of fun. Like, you know, people ask questions and I'd answer as many of them as possible. And if someone were to ask me the next day how long the Periscope lasted, I would have said, oh, it was like about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I logged in to look at this thing and it was 2.5 hours long.
Well, I had posted it the day before on the morning stream thing after seeing the entirety of it.
Right.
And it was long and you could skip around in it and stuff, but I didn't. I watched the entire thing.
Oh, my God.
And there were moments of like real hilarity. And for a minute there, I thought, you know what I ought to do? I ought to go back and pull out some of the funnier bits.
Capture parts of it. Yeah.
Just stuff that you would say to like your neighbor that he would answer in a stupid way or whatever. Like, like he said, you said something about someone in the chat room says, hey, what would you do with $1 million? And his answer was, I'd go to Mars with my wife and build a house there. And you were like, $1 million. It's not going to get you there, dude. Like, and he just seemed kind of oblivious to it. And he hates the Stones and he hates the Beatles and he doesn't like anyone. And
yes.
Yeah. It was really fascinating chance to see two things at play. One, the crazy neighbor in his natural environment. That is to say, dungeon basement. Mm-hmm. And you, I've never actually been around you when I've seen you a little tipsy like that.
Right. Yeah.
And that was interesting because it's like, you're a happy drunk. Let's put it that way.
Thank goodness.
You are. You totally are. Like, I know people that are downright douchebags when they drink, right? Just
yeah,
they turn
yeah.
into horrible human beings.
Right.
And they don't even know they're doing it. You were just this jolly ball of happy, go lucky, laughy taffy.
Okay, good. Yes. Yeah. But it was funny because I watched a little bit of it the next morning. Sunday morning, yesterday morning, I decided, all right, well, God, everyone's tweeting about this and how funny it was. All right, let's pull it up. The first thing is like, oh my God, it's 2.5 hours long? Really? And then I'm watching the first 5 minutes of it. And of those 5 minutes, I only remember about a minute of it. And that was about as much of it as I felt like I could take. I'm like, oh, I cannot watch this. I don't like seeing this person who looks just like me.
Yeah.
And saying these things that I don't remember doing or saying.
Well, here's the thing. I was watching it, and there was a couple of parts where your neighbor wanted to flop his wiener out.
Oh, yeah.
And you were the consummate Brian. You were like, even in your state, and even if, you know, even though you're on the internet and who cares and it's late at night and we're all having fun, you right. had the wherewithal to go, nope, not here, camera over here, looking at the wall. You know, like you were saving the audience from the horrible scarring that would have happened had Dave's wiener been on display.
Yeah, not just the scarring, but who knows, like the what would have happened to my Periscope account?
Yeah.
What could have happened? You know, would he have to register as a sex offender?
Sure. Your Twitter account, you'd have clients calling you going,
exactly.
Brian, I'm going to have to pull you off this project. You showed a man's wiener on the
right.
thing.
So, you know, I continued on the treadmill and I decided I'd watch a Peaky Blinders instead, which is so good.
Yeah.
Where's my money, Tommy? Mr. Shelby.
Where are my guns?
And I was like, God, you know, I'm not so concerned about me. I'm not going to be looking for a, you know, high level paying career in the government anytime soon. And probably neither is my crazy next door neighbor. But these are things that get looked at when relatives or family members, close family members, go looking for jobs. And
sure.
And decided that, you know, my next door neighbor pulling out a bong halfway through, as you reminded me over text.
He did. Somebody said, he said, hey, you want to see or whatever. And so him and Chris Brown, rap sensation Chris Brown, walked around this like storage room kind of thing. Uh-huh. Like
yeah,
there's
his back room. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's almost like where the water heaters are or something. Mm-hmm. And he comes out with this big crimson fat bong. Like this beast of a bong. It looked like something like a Tommy Chong kind of device. And he says in the video, he goes, and that's just the one.
Right.
Like, yeah. Holy shit. So that guy's really into it. And it was really funny to watch you two. And, you know, whatever.
Let me go ahead and take this down. I'm kind of, there's a little part of me that regrets not at least trying to find some way to download a copy of it so I could watch it.
Oh. Well, we've lost Brian. That's like, hi, you're back.
Oh, okay. I disappeared.
Skype went away and you sort of disappeared for a second and your video is not there anymore.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah. I'll reset that.
I don't know what that was. But here's, anyway. here's, okay. I got one question about it though.
Yeah.
Actually, you
yeah.
can, there is a way. So there's a Periscope, there's like a link you can go to, paste a link to a Periscope video and it will download it for you.
Even if I've deleted it though?
Yeah. Well, they had to do it before you deleted it. So I'm wondering if anyone out there, because a bunch of people saw it live. Mm-hmm. And some saw it after I posted the tweet. Did anyone download it? And if they did, don't distribute it anywhere, but give Brian a link.
Send me a link to it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. All right, let's jump into some trivia. We got a caller on the line. Who's this?
This is Cutter J.
Hello, Cutter J. Cutter J, that's a cool name.
Cutter J.
Yeah, I like that. Where are you from?
I'm listening in Bethel in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut is a fine part of this country. It's lovely this time of year. No, it's humid and gross, isn't it, right now? What is it right now?
Actually, right now it's not bad. It's a little warm, summery.
All right.
Yesterday it was cold and rainy, so
all right. All right.
Whereabouts in Connecticut are you, by the way?
I'm over near the casino, the eastern part of the state.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. And your address? Just kidding. Don't tell us that.
Do you all see my social security number?
What's that over here?
Yeah, get us some social security. Can you give us your bank account? And
well, no, because my dad used to live in Connecticut. He lived in New Haven. He worked at Yale in the medical center there.
Isn't that where David Letterman lived? He used to, was it New Haven? Somewhere in there. Letterman used to commute to New York for his show. I assume he still lives there. I don't know. Well, anyway, it's good to have you here, man. And we're going to have you participate in a little contest with Daryl Skeels. Brian will now explain the rules, and we'll let you know your topics. Go ahead, Brian.
All right, Coder J, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a couple minutes. And it's going to be up to you to predict whether or not you think Daryl can get this question right or not. If your prediction is correct, you are going to win an awesome prize today. It's a copy of Path of Exile, Arctic Crown, and the downloadable or the DLC Cobra Pet that goes with it. I believe this is from Steam, although usually there's hyphens and stuff in Steam codes. Maybe there just isn't in this one.
But. Well, this one you may have to. So it is a game you can get on Steam, but it's possible. Mm-hmm. They have their own kind of like in-game shop thing. It's possible you just put it in that. So
that's probably, that might be where it comes from.
That game
from.
Is great. It's like if you're a Diablo fan or whatever, it's an amazing, it's really good.
Oh,
really
well wow, made. Cool. And you get a Cobra Pet to boot.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, I played a bunch of that between seasons of Diablo.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're familiar.
Yeah.
So you could pass along the game and keep the Cobra Pet for yourself. If
well,
you don't
the
have
DLC.
One.
So what it is Path of Exile is free to play, sort of like period. But I think that Arctic Crown might be a crown, like an actual crown.
Mm.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't know, but it's right. But yeah, either way, there's free shit with this code.
Yeah, you can decide what you want to do with this code.
Yeah.
All right. The category today is X-Men movies.
Whoa, X-Men movies.
The X-Men movies. What do you think? Do you think Daryl's going to get a question about X-Men movies right or wrong today?
Man, I usually have a lot of faith in Daryl, but I don't think he's going to get it.
All right.
All right.
Well, the good news is if you do know it, you can always steer him away from the right answer, too.
That's correct.
Yep. All right.
All right. So here goes then. Let's get Daryl in. Crap. meant to already have him in, and I'm slow here. Hold on. Skype's being a real weirdo today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just new stuff with this patch or something. I don't know. Makes me nervous.
Yeah, I know, because it was you guys got all janky there for
did we?
For a second, yeah.
This doesn't surprise me. All right. He didn't answer. That's never good.
Well, remember, he's at home today.
Yeah, but he said to call Skype.
Okay.
Maybe he's not up to date.
Me.
Okay, trying again. It's ringing. Oh,
there we go.
Oh, there it is. Okay, don't go anywhere. It's got this to play here.
I'm new today, and I can't even identify why.
You know, can somebody please just animate GIF that thing Brian just did? Make a GIF of that? That was utterly wonderful.
I love that music.
Daryl Skeels on the line for Stump Daryl. Daryl, hi.
Hello.
You're at home on a mic or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Listen to him. This is the Grumpy Cast mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got some kid duty today, so he's doing this from his beautiful home in sunny, hot, and no air conditioned Seattle, Washington today.
Yep.
It's all I heard this weekend was complaints from people in Seattle. It's so hot up here. Like 80 degrees. It's not that hot. You guys are a bunch of wusses.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it's 90 degrees inside the house, that's not too good.
Oh, that is kind of high. Well, it was 90 here, and I have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. It's so hot, even the lumberjacks aren't climbing trees and throwing apples at people.
Good point. All right, so Daryl.
That guy was just a hobo, not a lumberjack.
Oh, was it a hobo? Well, he's trying to be politically correct.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that the right term? Is lumberjack the politically correct term?
Speaking of politically correct, after the segment, Brian, remind me to ask you a question. That I just need to ask you a question. And it's a political one, but I don't want to get so specific about it that I get hate emails about it. All right.
That's oh,
all.
Good. Okay. I put a note right there in the show notes.
Thank you. That'll remind me. Okay. Today's Stump Daryl is brought to you by
Terrible Bachelor Eating Habits at thescottjohnson.com.
That is actually a site I own, but there's nothing up there, so you don't have to go there. But I do own it.
Sounds like it should be like a BuzzFeed list. Like 10 ways you know you're a terrible, you're eating like a terrible bachelor. Yeah,
10 ways you know Scott's wife and kids are in New Orleans for 10 days. They had some amazing food. They had
etouffee and...
Yep, a gator on a stick.
Oh.
It was...
Yum.
Crazy. Yeah. Nick loved it. Anyway, all right. So we got this thing going here where we're doing a little thing for you there. Coder Jay's on the line from Connecticut. Coder Jay, say hi to Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, Coder.
you go by Coder. So, Daryl, we got a question for you here, and it's about the X-Men movies, the franchise of X-Men films. Okay. Uh-huh. So you're going to have to try to answer this in the correct way. And or the wrong way. I don't know. You never know because our listener has chosen whether you'll get it right or wrong, and you don't know what he said. Or at least you're not telling us. All right. Here's your question. Excluding Deadpool, what actor has appeared in every X-Men movie released to date? All right. That's every X-Men movie released to date. What actor has appeared in all of them? You ready for these?
Okay.
A, Hugh Jackman. B, Patrick Stewart. C, Brian Cox. D, Stan Lee. D, Stan Lee is French for the Stan Lee.
D, Stan Lee.
So you got A, Hugh Jackman. B, Patrick Stewart. C, Brian Cox. D, Stan Lee. What do you think?
As much as I want to say always bet on Cox, I won't say that.
All right.
And I know Patrick Stewart. Wasn't he not in the last one?
I don't know.
I think he wasn't.
I don't know. What's the last one?
The current one? Oh, Apocalypse?
The one that's out in theaters now?
I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't
seen it. I feel very, very unmotivated to see that movie. I don't know why.
It's enjoyable. It's an adequate X-Men movie. I think it's not as good as First Class. But I'd say it's on par with
the last one?
Of Future Past.
Yeah, which I didn't love that much either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll save the $50 it cost me to take the family to a movie and wait for it.
I was used to just go while they're out of town.
Well, I could do that too. Yeah, you know, I've never seen a movie alone. I wonder if I should try that this week.
Oh, it's fun.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Do people look at you like you're a creeper and your pants are down or something?
Okay. No, not at all.
All right.
always wear a trench coat.
Good idea, Coder J. All right, Coder J, do you have a thought here that you want to tell him?
My only thought is, you know, it seems kind of obvious, but I mean, usually they throw Stan Lee in everything somehow.
Yeah, that's true. Cameo Lee over there.
That's what I was thinking too.
He's in all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's Stan Lee. Stanley for short.
Stanley. Well, it really is. His first name is Stanley.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what's his real last name? It's not Lee. It's like Burke of Flitch or something.
Yeah, it's
Zonka.
Lieber. Stanley Martin Lieber.
Oh, Lieber. I knew it was like kind of...
Stanley Lieber.
I knew it was a little Jewy sounding. But I couldn't remember which way. All right, Darryl, what do you think there? You think Stanley, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning toward.
All right, well, let's find out if it's Stanley. You're leaning toward or you're sure? Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not sure, but let's just pick that.
All right, we're picking Stanley then. Is it Stanley? It is not Stanley. It is Hugh Jackman. Therefore, we have a winner because he said you get it wrong.
Oh, and he tried to guide me incorrectly.
He steered you in the wrong direction.
Exactly what he was saying.
Coder, do you know what the real answer is, by the way?
Yeah, do you know what the real answer is, Coder J?
Oh, it's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, it's totally Hugh Jackman.
Yep.
I didn't know that he was in the newer one, so I would have gotten this wrong. I would have said Stanley also, just because I didn't know about that. I thought he was done and out.
Yeah.
By the way, how's Sansa Stark in that? Is she good in that?
It's hard to see Sansa Stark becoming Famke Janssen, if that makes sense. It's a very different Jean Grey than I think the Famke Janssen Jean Grey.
Yeah, she was like this confident, one seems like a volatile, she's scared all the time kind of deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's kind of very Sansa Stark in it, actually.
Does she affect a good English or American accent? Okay.
She really does, yeah.
All right.
I think, my two cents on it is Fassbender is fantastic in this. Oscar Isaac, I think, is really good in this. McAvoy, of course, is, as always, really good in it. The new crowd is going to take a while to kind of find their way.
Does Olivia Munn have dead eyes still in this?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And boy, they give her so little to do and say in this movie. It's almost like...
She just is Attack of the Show version 2. That's what's going on.
Well, she says she got more to say on Attack of the Show than this. That's for sure.
All right. Well, good luck to you there, X-Men franchise. Sounds like you're in a weird place. All right. Oh, I'm going to play this. Hugh Jackman has appeared in X-Men 1, 2, 3, both Wolverine movies, First Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse. His part in First Class was just a cameo, and here's a clip of that.
Excuse me, I'm Eric Lynch.
Charles Xavier.
Go f*** yourself.
All right, that's him.
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, Stan Lee didn't appear. I think he only appeared in X-Men and Apocalypse. X-Men 1 and Apocalypse. I don't think he's in...
He's not any of the rest of them.
X2, Last Stand, or either of the Wolverine movies, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right, and it's because Fox just doesn't care. They don't care about no Stan Lee.
Right. They finally figured it out and put him in Apocalypse, and it is a good cameo.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah.
I liked his last one.
Deadpool was fantastic. I think Deadpool
might his
Deadpool be my
favorite, is probably the best one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They sure skirted around making sure he didn't say anything too offensive. All right, so there's that. Daryl, well done. Calamity Jane over there. What's your name? Coder J. Calamity Jane. Coder J, congratulations to you. May Connecticut truly be blessed for you being in it. And Brian will send you a code via private message via the chat room. So if you want to send that to him, that'd be great.
I'm sending it to him right now.
Take it easy and be well. Daryl, we're going to eat something even though you don't have food.
Oh.
But here's the fun part. You're going to get to choose which of the three we eat, and then the other two we'll just all do together when you're back in the office.
Right.
So here are your options. Winter Edition, Ritter Sport, Nut Crescent Cookie, Vanilla Chai Latte, or Caramelized Almonds. You get to pick which one we get to eat early.
And the good news is, you get to eat yours whenever you want.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to pick the first one.
You're going to say the first one? Okay.
What's the first one?
The first one was Nut Crescent Cookie.
Okay.
And
are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
What's this?
I know. I Googled it.
Oh, that's a Google thing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Dice Tomato. That's right. He was at the beginning of X3. Yes.
Was he? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've blocked that one out of my head. I hate that movie. I do not like X3.
No. I don't know if anybody who says, oh, I love X3.
Yeah, that's not a good movie.
X-Men Last Stand was like the best, except for X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I still say the highlight was 2. I really like 2.
Yeah, 2 was great. Brian Cox was fantastic in 2.
2 is really well made. Okay. Let's just pop off one of these. Okay, here we go. These are, I feel like we've had these, but not this flavor, I guess.
No, we haven't had any of these flavors for Ritters.
Well, there are many flavors you can get.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Do you dump the food into the thing?
Into the thing, yeah.
Dump the chocolate into your face?
Well, you're familiar with the way you make these.
Uh-huh.
It's good, right?
Mm-hmm. Daryl, I can't wait for you to eat this and tell us how awesome it is.
Yeah.
Dump the rice into the thing.
Hey, I did that last night. I made rice for myself because I need bulk food that I can eat all day because I'm gross.
And it's really easy to eat while you play Overwatch for 24 hours straight.
Was that you over there, Daryl? Was that you?
No.
That wasn't you? Okay. I'm trying to give Jeannie a bad morning. Sorry, Jeannie.
Hey, I can do that thing now that I couldn't do at work.
What?
The fake burping guy.
Oh. Okay, wait. Let me get him up, though. Because,
Let Daryl do it first, then we'll compare afterwards.
Yeah, okay. So just real quick here, people, there's a theory. Daryl has this theory that guy was just faking it.
Yeah, not burping.
He's not really, didn't have like a chronic burping problem like the article said that we read originally.
He's bucking to get his own talk show, basically. All right. That's what you're saying?
All right. And so I don't think it worked out for him if that was the case. But, Daryl, let's test your theory. You go ahead and give us the fake version of it.
Okay.
Blah!
Okay, now here's him. See, that's different.
It's pretty good, though.
I don't know.
He's doing the same thing.
I don't think that's the same thing.
My voice is not deep enough, or else I...
Hold on, let me try it. Oops, one. I don't know. You know what? If Jeannie ever quit the show, I'd be so sad. All right, Daryl is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And now Google. Let's do the Google thing.
Okay, I actually have one.
Oh, good.
Sent by Corey on Twitter.
I know. I Googled it.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is 11?
Why is 11?
Why is 11? Dot, dot, dot. So fill in the blank there. Why is 11?
Why is 11 blank?
Why is 11?
And I don't have the answer here, and I don't remember what it is. So you can just Google it and tell me. And this is the number one.
This is the worst number contest one response. We've ever done.
Why is 11 considered preteen? No, why is 11 the highest you can go on an amplifier?
I like it. Why is 11? I don't know, man. I really can't think of one. Why is 11? I don't know. Oh, why is 11 my curfew? That's what I'll say.
All right. Okay, I just looked it up. Now I know. Okay. Now I can tell you.
I was going to say, okay. All right. So,
why? Yeah, I could do it the whole time.
Why is
11 not pronounced 21?
Really? Why is 11 not pronounced 1T1?
1T1. Yeah. I'm gonna start using that for all of the teens.
You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why isn't 12 called
1T2
and 1T3 and all that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really say, you know, when you get past 19, you don't go 2D1 or 2D3. Mm-hmm. It's 21. And so it'd be Teenty one. Teenty one and teenty two.
I'm so glad they settled on 11, 12, and 13. All right. So the second one was 11/22/63 rated MA.
Oh.
Why is 11 N? Why is 11 a lucky number? And finally, why is 11/22/63 so different from the book? Mm. They must be talking about the Hulu series.
I think so, yeah.
Daryl, well done. That was all fun and good, and you should go now. Goodbye. Okay, go. All right. Oh, now it's doing full screen Brian again. You know what, Skype? Make your mind up. You dumb thing. All right. Fixed it. Okay. What do we do now?
Oh, there we go.
What?
I wasn't here for the last few minutes.
Oh, you weren't?
Like, no, Skype completely, like, when you got rid of Daryl, I heard nothing but static.
Oh, well, it wasn't minutes. It was like maybe...
Well, I know, like it was
5 seconds.
20 seconds or something.
So wait, that when I got rid of him, it just made you go poof?
Yeah. I was sitting here going, oh, I don't think you can hear me now. Oh, nope, I'm invisible.
Skype, what did you change? What did you do? Did you update or are you old version still? Maybe that's why.
Yeesh.
Well, don't change it now. Don't do it now.
God, no.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
What were you going to say? You're going to say something.
Well, you're going to say something about political correctness.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you that real quick before I do the news here.
Right.
I'm just going to give you, it's not a political correct thing, but it's just a political thing.
Okay.
If I say to you, all right, your Russian neighbor, you know your Russian neighbor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too much hassle.
Too much hassle. Hassle B. DeMille over there.
Ryan, too much hassle.
If I would have said to him, or if you walked, okay, Brian walks over to him and says, hey, do you know what his real name is? What is it, like Vlad?
It's German.
Okay, German, listen.
Spelled German, but he's Russian.
I'm going to build a fence, and I'm going to make you pay for it. And he goes, oh, this is a terrible thing. Whatever. All right. So you've had this little thing and now the whole neighborhood's aware of it. You know, everybody in the whole town is aware. All of Arvada knows that Brian went over there and demanded that we're going to build a wall and y'all are going to pay for it over there, Armand.
I'm making my German or my Russian neighbor pay for it.
Right. So then let's say 3-4 months later, you haven't started that wall yet because to do it, you have to be elected to the local city council. So it's not
be a member of the HOA.
Yeah, and you're working on that, and for some reason people like you, so they're somehow
half of them like me.
Somehow you're being nominated. All right, nobody knows exactly how, but it's happening.
Right,
and you're the presumptive candidate for city council, the HOA, whatever.
Sure.
So about 4 months later, though, you're in a car accident, and you get sued because you were driving erratically. All right, here's the important part. You are going to go to court and fight it out in court. You're being sued, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you find out the judge in the case is Russian. He's not your neighbor, but he's a Russian judge. And what I mean by that is his parents were Russian. They moved here, immigrated here, and he was born here in Denver, this judge, but he has Russian heritage.
So this fence that's keeping that I'm making my neighbor pay for, I'm not doing it just because of him. I'm doing it as a protest of all Russian neighbors.
You think the Russian neighbors have encroached on your space.
Uh-huh.
And so you find out that this Russian judge or this Russian heritage judge, he's an American judge. He's from here. He's an American as you are, but his one generation ago parents are from Russia.
Right. Okay.
And you demand a new judge because you think there's no way a Russian heritage judge can possibly be, impartial in your case.
Sure.
That you're going to be treated unfairly because this guy has Russian heritage. Simply because months earlier, you put yourself in a poo-poo situation months earlier by saying, I'm going to build this fence and make you pay for it there, Vladimir. Now, that doesn't seem fair now, does it?
It does not seem fair.
Because him being Russian has nothing to do with it. His heritage has zero to do with his ability to be a judge. Mm-hmm. Oh, and mind you, this doesn't even bear mentioning, but I'll say it anyway. This same Russian judge, or same judge that has Russian parents but is American, spent a huge part of his career going after hackers and illegal activity in Russia. He helped with all that. So he's not pro-Russian. He's he's just anti-criminality, right? Right. So he's already showing a bias toward being American than he is Russian. Yet somehow you're demanding, because he's Russian, he shouldn't be my judge. Or he shouldn't be a judge in this case. Does that make any frickin' sense to anybody?
It makes no sense at all.
All right. I'm not saying it's comparable to like a current thing happening in the news or
oh,
nothing.
Oh, no. This is completely hypothetical. It's completely a made-up situation that has no relation to anything else.
Yeah. But imagine you sitting in a chair claiming that that's not... Let's assume Russians, let's say that's a race. It's not, but let's say it's a race.
Mm-hmm.
I've said too much. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That clown is all I'm saying. All right. We're going to do some news.
And it's brought to you by Blampop.com. It's a pop culture collectibles shop. Right now, we have a growing collection of Funko Pops and Dorbs, as well as some other goodies like vintage Kenner Star Wars figures. More stuff added all the time. Use the code FISHSANDWICH to save 10% on your order at blampop.com.
I'd say it's never too early for a fish sandwich at blampop.com.
It's never too early.
Is it Dorbs? That's another Funko thing?
That's another Funko thing. They're smaller. I have one right here.
Let's see
it. This is a Dorbs of Ultron.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. He's adorbs.
He's totes adorbs.
He is actually adorbs. That's why they called it that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's fine. That's for someone. That may not be me, but it's for someone. But anyway, go there. Fish sandwich, 10% off. That's great. Richard Simmons has been hospitalized for dehydration. Says came out today and said, I'm feeling great.
Right. He's no longer hospitalized.
Yeah, he says he feels all right now.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons was transported to a Los Angeles hospital on Friday night from his Hollywood Hills, California home due to dehydration. Get a drink. Y'all have water in California. Not much of it, but yeah, you know.
Don't be dehydrated.
Yeah, don't dehydrate yourself. He said in a statement, thank you to everyone who has reached out with love and concern after hearing I was in the hospital. This was a statement obtained by people. It's all caps.
All caps. Yeah. Yeah.
I was dehydrated and needed some fluids, and now I'm feeling great. Summer is here. Drink plenty of liquids. Big hugs and kisses for caring. TMZ originally reported this thing. The fitness guru was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for a medical evaluation. Let's see. Here's something. In March, Simmons rep told Tom Esty shut down rumors that the star was allegedly being held against his will inside of his own home, calling the reports untrue and preposterous. Mm-hmm. Within the last few days, Simmons has retreated from the spotlight, attributing it to a knee injury. You know what? I have a feeling about something.
What's that?
Richard Simmons. How do I put this?
Oh, no.
When he dies, there's going to be some weird revelation. I don't know what it'll be. I'm not making any insinuations what it'll be. It'll be something, though. You're going to find like a horse carcass in the basement, or there's going to be like, I don't know, people tied up in the attic. Something weird's going to happen.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
So I met Richard Simmons.
Yeah. How'd that go?
In 1982.
Were you sweating to the oldies or whatever?
I was not, surprisingly. He was on American Bandstand back in 1982 for his album Reach. As a matter of fact, I was pulling it up because I wanted to find the date, see if I could actually find the date that he was on. If you look at this video I'm about to send you, I'll put it in the chat room.
Okay.
This is the episode where I'm in the audience of American Bandstand. I've actually just met Dick Clark while he was changing in the dressing room between shows because he doesn't wear the same suit. They record several episodes, one right after the other, but he wears a different suit in each one. So he goes and changes.
All right. Is there any particular point I should be at in this? Is there a time stamp?
Oh, no. No, I mean, the whole thing is you're not going to see me. It's the audience that they show is the audience of kids who are dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So they never pan around to see that there's actually a studio audience that they film this in front of. It's not a full, it's like it's just basically a handful of people who are not doing anything day. And so they.
Where are you? I'm looking for the mullet. Where are you in this?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh.
So if you imagine a soundstage, they've got all the people who are dancing. They're all sitting there on the soundstage with Dick Clark and Richard Simmons. They're all sitting there on the floor talking and chatting with them.
Yeah.
Facing that is an audience of chairs and the cameras and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm behind the cameras in the chairs in the audience. And I guess I'm sure that they film a few other things on that stage that that require a studio audience to laugh and stuff like that.
But you were at this actual taping.
I was at this taping.
Wow.
So I saw this live.
That's amazing, dude.
Yes. And the other guy performing was Christopher Atkins.
Yeah.
From the, was it the Blue Lagoon?
I don't know. Was it the white blonde-haired guy that looks like the greatest American hero?
And he had an album.
He looked like a combination of Kirk's son from Wrath of Khan
yes.
and the greatest American hero, that guy.
Yep.
Yep.
So he was on the other episode and Sparks was on the third episode. And I was super excited because I loved the band Sparks, or still do love the band Sparks, and get to see them as well.
Are they still working, Sparks?
They are. Actually, they just released an album last year with Franz Ferdinand.
Oh.
And I saw them on tour, and it was fantastic.
Well, tearing through the rest of the news here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. It's all good. Good luck to you, Richard Simmons. Hostess Brands is recalling thousands of cases of snack cakes and donuts due to a peanut risk.
Oh, no.
There's a peanut in there somewhere.
It's like your it's like your spaghetti sauce several years ago.
Like, hey, y'all, there's a peanut. Yeah.
There's a callback to for the people who listened this long ago.
Yeah, you should listen to the old archive. Oh, by the way, for people wondering where a huge portion of the archive is, it's on another feed. Just go to frogpants.com/TMS and it's right there. You can just subscribe to it. We just have to try to keep this feed somewhat small, so we do 200 episodes on it, and then we rotate them out to this older feed. It's all there. It's all simple to get. Subscribe to it easily in any pod, you know, caster app or whatever.
Right.
But just so people know.
We have to keep it relatively small. So there's only 300 hours of TMS on that feed.
Yeah, we've had to keep it nice and small. Anyway, watch out for that. Mark Zuckerberg got hacked. His Twitter and Pinterest accounts have both been hacked.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no. Who will post pictures of food and drapery stylings on Pinterest or whatever they do? Anyway, Mark Zuckerberg probably got hacked because of the LinkedIn password dump. Because he was a part of that as well. What that probably means is, and this is my favorite part of the story, Mark Zuckerberg uses a very simple to figure out password scheme, and they figured it out on two other services. So that seems bad, Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuck 1234.
Yep.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, with a capital Z. That's how you get around it.
That's what it is right there.
And then finally, a guy removed all of his teeth to beat a record for the most straws in mouth at one time.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
Yeah, finally, our long international nightmare is over. An Indian man obsessed with setting Guinness Book of Records got 366 flags tattooed on his body. Okay, that's one thing he did. There's a picture of him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And had all of his teeth removed so he could put nearly 500 drinking straws and more than 50 burning candles in his mouth.
I hope at separate times.
I hope so, too. And also none were rectal. That's what I'm hoping. His name is Har Parkesh Rishi. Parkash?
Anyway. Parkash. Har Parkash.
Har Parkash Rishi.
What a bunch of Har Parkash.
Who claims to have set more than 20 records, now calls himself Guinness Rishi, born in 1942 in a cinema hall in the Capitol. Weird.
In a cinema hall?
Yeah, that's like a movie theater, right?
Yeah.
Rishi got his first into Guinness Book of World Records in 1990. With two friends, he rode a scooter. He had scooters for 1,001 hours. The passion to get his name in the record book led him to perform some bizarre acts, including delivering a pizza from New Delhi to San Francisco and gulping a bottle of tomato ketchup in less than 4 minutes. That's gross. I couldn't.
That's somebody. Yeah, I think here's how it should work.
Okay.
When you get into the Guinness Book of World Records for one thing, you should be exempt from getting in there for anything else. And that'll keep you from being like a Guinness Book of World Records addict.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break.
By the way, how many flies did he consume when he had that bottle of ketchup in 4 minutes?
Well, average 7 per bottle. So what, 7?
Mm-hmm.
So 7 flies in 4 minutes. Not bad. Put that in the record book. We're going to take a quick a break here, and we'll be back in a second. Well, hey there, everybody. Quick reminder about our friends at Casper.com. Oh, you got to like the Casper.com, don't you? I do. I have one of their mattresses. It's like upstairs. I slept on it last night. The only good thing about my family being out of town is that I still have a Casper to sleep on. I can still get a great night's sleep because everyone deserves one. Oh, they're amazing. Casper combines two technologies specifically, springy latex foam and supportive memory foam. This creates the award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and the right bounce. With a breathable design that keeps you cool, regulates your temperature through the night. Got my new Casper mattress and tried it out. They gave me 100 days for free to try it out. I mean, you pay for it, but you have 100 days. And if you don't like it, you can send it back. Like, literally, within those 100 days, I could send it back anytime. If I was like, oh, I don't like it, I could send it back. I could send it back on day 99. But you know what? I didn't. They even did free shipping anywhere when there was a return from the U.S. or Canada. I live in the U.S., so, you know, I could have easily done that. But I didn't do it because I liked it so much, I said, I want to keep it. Well, I want you guys to try it out, too, and decide to keep it. And when you do, save $50. $50 toward your mattress purchase by going to casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code morningstream. That's casper.com/morningstream, and that code is morningstream. Go there today. You shan't be sorry. All right, we're back, and let's take another break. Song break. I like song breaks.
Yes,
song breaks,
and you'll like this songs. One, too.
Oh, good.
I am loving these guys. Got their whole EP, which is called Parking Lot, and it was hard to pick a song to play because they're all so damn good. If you like Suzanne Vega or the Avett Brothers or Nico Case, then you're going to love these guys. It's The Accidentals from their new album, Parking Lot, or their new EP, Parking Lot. They were Billboard Magazine's top breakout artist at South by Southwest last year, and they've just been killing it ever since. They're going to be traveling all over the place. They're going to be here in Denver, Colorado on June 25th, and you should go see them. Look for them. The Accidentals. Here is their song, Epitaph, again, from their brand new EP, Parking Lot.
Death was caused by a blow to the temple from a poker that was standing next to a phony fireplace in which he could have hit his head when he fell.
That's why I've got to get permission to talk to the captain. The Morning Stream. I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar.
All right, we're back. That was awesome.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, I was looking him up while we were doing that, and like right out of high school.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Super cool.
Like, you did 1,000 concerts since they graduate, and then got that Best New Artist thing from Billboard magazine at South by Southwest, so.
Yeah, they seem like they're serious, like they want to go for it, mm-hmm. and that's awesome, and I mm-hmm. love it, so I'm going to find that album, and I'm going to listen to it all the time.
And they've got the chops. They've got the chops to do it, too.
They've got the chops. All right, let's, I don't know why I sang that. Let's call Steven.
Let's do that. Sorry, I had to take a drink of coffee.
Hey, take a drink. Every time Brian takes a drink,
I step away from the mic to drink.
Here's this. Ladies and gentlemen, join us now in welcoming to the program one, the only, the Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. Hello, Steven.
That Skype freaking sucks.
What did it do? Did you have to?
It was another update. For some reason, it wasn't allowing the audio was going through to everything but Skype. And then I was like, is there a stupid update? It's like every other day they're doing an update on Skype.
I know. I don't know what they're doing. I hate it. It drives me crazy.
What's the deal with Skype? What's the deal?
Deal with freaking Skype, man.
Well, no one will ever know.
Sorry.
No, you're fine, dude. Do not be sorry. Microsoft should be sorry. You bastard. Should have left it in the hands of those Eastern Europeans or whoever made it first. Who made it? Dutch people. I don't know. Whatever it was. Steven, you could hear us, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could hear you guys fine. I just was not allowing the audio to go out from any device that I had. So
annoying. Yeah. But we're glad you're here. Always good to have Mr. Steven Schleicher from Major Spoilers here. And we get some stuff. There's some stuff. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, give us some stuff.
Yeah, tell me about, by the way, real quick here, Lock and Keys, Joe Hill.
Yes.
Reading his new book, Fireman.
Yes.
Oh.
Really good, isn't it?
Real good so far. I'm not even barely into it, and I'm all, like, up in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sorry, Stephen King, but your son's making me hot.
Wow.
His son does do a really good job.
Yeah, he's maybe really good. He's got his own voice, too. It doesn't sound, it's not like I'm reading King Jr. here.
No, no, no.
Like, it feels like a very different style. Clearly, you know, I don't think you become a quick success in the world of genre writing under, you know, living in the King house without some influence.
Right.
But he has his own voice, and that's probably really hard to do.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I
really
like
it.
You don't want to ride on your dad's coattails and sound just like a miniature version of him. Yeah.
And that's why he went with Joe Hill for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And still is his newest book, yeah. Joe Hill, right
it's
there.
It's like Duncan Jones.
But I think it was Joe Hill. And people were like, oh, Joe Hill guy. And then later on, it was son of Stephen King.
Yeah, that's true. Well, now everybody kind of knows what's going on there. But man, so far, like chapter two in, I'm just like, oh, this is real good so far. So I'm really into it. Anyway,
yeah, cool.
And also, if people at home haven't read Lock and Key, you're all idiots and you should read it right now.
Stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right after this segment.
Whatever you're doing.
Did you start up the recording again, by the way?
Yeah, I did. I'm good.
Okay, good.
DC Universe Rebirth goes into its third writing.
Yeah, third printing, I should say.
Oh, okay, because writing sounds like they were...
I was reading that, I was like, what was I typing?
Because writing sounds like they were going back to the chalkboard on that to like redo everything, but you're saying it's third printing. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, Rebirth kind of is going back to the chalkboard and rewriting some things. They're bringing back old characters. Spoilers for people who have not read it yet. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is major spoiler coming up. Major spoiler. Okay.
Well, I mean, this has been, 2 weeks now? So Wally West is back in the DC Universe. So now there are two Wally Wests running around. And the bigger implication that there are certain players from a big DC movie that are involved in shaking things up in this universe are quite interesting. And it should be interesting to see how DC handles this over the next year or so as all of these new titles kind of, they don't get a reboot, but they are getting a little tweaking here and there. And it's been very popular. In fact, Rebirth is now going into its third printing.
Are we okay with the idea that the movie's informing the books in this way?
Well, it's not the movies that are informing the books. I didn't want to give too much away, but again, spoilers. 3, 2, 1. The Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan actually is responsible for all of the changes that happened post the Flashpoint incident from about, 10 years ago, and have been involved in manipulating everything that's been going on in the New 52.
I didn't know there was crossover with that universe for some
reason. There's not, and that's what's the most shocking thing in Rebirth, is that By the time the issue ends, at least three characters have their presence felt in the book. You have Ozymandias, who kind of appears as this mysterious figure called Dr. Oz. You have Dr. Manhattan, who's kind of narrating some of this stuff that's going on. And then you have the comedian's pen that pops up in the Batcave.
I'll bet Alan Moore just loves this. He's probably
Alan Moore hates DC, and he washes his hands of everything Watchmen. Every time they try to send him a check, he just tears it up and throws it away.
Sends him back the torn up pieces.
Yeah, I mean, he just hates it. He's like, I don't want this money.
Yeah,
or however he talks.
But this idea
that he talks like Sean Connery.
Listen, I don't want your check. but this idea that they are going to insert Big Blue Wiener and all the rest of these characters into modern DC comics would probably serve to piss Alan Moore off in ways that are
fact, I believe Dave Gibbons is kind of upset too, because apparently neither he nor Alan Moore were consulted to say, hey, we're taking your characters and putting them into main DC continuity.
Well, how much do they control that? Do they have any control over their characters?
I don't think they do. I think Dave Gibbons still gets residual. I mean, they both get residuals monies from anything Watchmen related. I know that neither one of them was happy when they did the DC Watchmen series that they did a couple of years ago. That was like, hey, the continuing adventures of characters you didn't even know you wanted more adventures of.
Yeah, those were kind of bad.
Yeah, but apparently, if you go back now, and I'm going to bet that the price has skyrocketed on eBay. What is happening in the Dr. Manhattan series tells you kind of is the lead up and a hint of what was happening in the DC universe. Because apparently at the end of that series, Dr. Manhattan's like, I'm going to go out and create my own universe, create my own lives, and see what happens with this.
Okay. And it's a mainstream DC book. If they're going to show a lot of Dr. Manhattan, he's going to have his little thong or whatever, right?
Okay. We'll see. This is still down the road. We're still getting our feet wet and seeing how this new universe is going to react to changes and revelations that 10 years have been taken away from everyone's lives, and things have been tweaked and messed with. And we'll see what happens. Well, but apparently it's big enough that DC doesn't do a lot of third printing. So for Rebirth to get that far down is a pretty big deal.
Well, Dave Gibbons likes to draw the wieners.
Yeah, I suppose that's it.
Dwayne Johnson confirmed for Doc Savage. Is that confirmed? Is that a real deal?
Yeah. So Shane Black, who just recently finished The Nice Guys, working on the Predator movie, the mind behind Lethal Weapon franchise and all that stuff. He's been working on Doc Savage as a movie property for years now. Probably almost as long as Major Spoiler has been around, for at least a decade. And then over the Memorial Day holiday, The Rock went on to his Instagram feed and says, it is official. I will be playing Doc Savage when the movie finally gets made. So,
And did The Rock, did they give any other hints away? Like the treatment of this is going to be, I don't know enough about Doc Savage.
So Doc Savage is this pulp character that predates Superman. So it's interesting that when you look at Superman, Superman's name is Clark Kent in his secret identity. Doc Savage's name is Clark Savage Jr.
Really?
Yeah. Doc Savage has a Fortress of Solitude probably 3 or 4 years before Superman even appeared. So then Superman has.
Wait, is it like at the North Pole with like a bunch of crystals
and
stuff?
Yeah, it's in the Arctic. Really? But it's a secret laboratory that he has up there to where he can get away from everyone and contemplate and think and all these things. And of course, you've got Doc Savage as the Man of Bronze, and you have Superman who is the Man of Steel.
Wait, whoa. My mind is being blown here. I didn't
know any idea about any of this.
No, I didn't. Don't be sorry. It's not even a spoiler, but I didn't know. Yeah. I thought Superman. I didn't know Superman. No, that feels like Superman stole a bunch of ideas from him then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's
like
stolen,
Superman 1.0.
But I mean, you can certainly see that Superman has a lot attributed to Doc Savage over the years. And I'm pretty sure if you look at the Doc Savage's greatest enemy, John Sunlight, who is kind of this very brilliant, smart scientist, it's kind of an analogous to Lex Luthor going down the line.
So. John Sunlight?
John Sunlight, yeah.
Oh boy, you can
I'm kind of a closeted Doc Savage fan.
Oh, well, come out of the closet.
Yeah. No, I've loved Doc Savage for decades, ever since I was like in, I don't know, middle school.
Does he wear a cape and stuff? Or
no, Doc Savage does not. He is your classic adventurer. So imagine that you are the greatest specimen of man. Ever since his birth, his father has had him trained by the greatest scientists, by the greatest philosophers, the greatest physical, athletic people, to where he has grown up to be the most brilliant, the precursor of the Ubermensch, the greatest Superman that there is. He is better than everyone else. And he has surrounded himself with five colleagues. Each of them have a different specialty in electronics or law or physics or engineering or whatever. And they always end up putting themselves into some kind of adventure, some kind of jeopardy, solving the, you know, the case of the what is it? The Jade Ogre or something like that. And so they're just adventurers. They are pulp classic adventurers.
Are they like, normal, like Indiana guys. Jones style type of, you know, Alan Quatermain sort of deal?
I don't say that they go, they're not archaeologists per se, but they do end up in a lot of situations like an Indiana Jones would be. So yes, it would be kind of analogous to that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool if you go back and look at the history of this. There was a Doc Savage movie that was made in the 1970s that wasn't very good, but it's an adaptation of The Man of Bronze, which was the first book that came out in 1933. And it's kind of a joke. You can still kind of find it floating around. In fact, I think it's probably on Netflix right now.
Oh, that sounds like a film sack.
That people can check out. It's definitely a film sack worthy because it's just like, and I could tell you a big long story about how that movie could have been the biggest movie of its day, but how the studio just crapped all over it to the point where they couldn't even afford to hire production music to have an original score made for the movie. So they had to resort to license-free John Philip Sousa music. John Philip Sousa music is running.
Marches
up
and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes. And so it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, there was a huge studio turnover in the middle of this making, and the new studio heads basically said, we want nothing to do with anything that the old studio heads had approved. And so they underfunded the movie. They just didn't give it any publicity, and it's kind of turned into a joke because of the way the studio treated it.
Wow. I had no idea. This is all good. This is all interesting stuff to me. I don't know why I've always known the name Doc Savage, always been in the back of my head. Someone's always talked about it, but I've never taken the time to know a damn thing about it. And I feel like I've learned something today.
Yeah. It's, if you read the stuff today, it's very of the times. But you could probably blow through The Man of Bronze in probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours.
Who owns the rights to that? Is that something that could get rebooted in some theory? I mean, maybe with this movie and if it's popular.
Dynamite Entertainment has been running a number of Doc Savage comics over the years. And so that's probably the most recent place where it's been. Before that, it was at DC for twice, actually, over the time. But most recently, it's over at Dynamite Entertainment. I believe that... Smith and Street or Street and Smith, whatever they have evolved into, still owns the rights to Doc Savage, as well as a number of other things, including The Shadow. Yeah. And that's why I think that agreement with whatever Dynamite has with their publishing, that's why they're able to do so many of the pulp comic books right now.
Wow, interesting. You know, we watched that the Phantom this weekend for
Film Sack. Yeah.
That thing's a real piece of garbage.
It is certainly a piece of something.
Yeah, yes. It's bad. Also, before we go here, you've got a chance for listeners and readers and people who follow Major Spoilers to win some Munchkin. Tell more.
Yeah. So if everybody loves the board game Munchkin, we've got a contest going on right now at majorspoilers.com/giveaway. Where people can not only win Star Munchkin Deluxe, which includes a board game and token pieces and all those kinds of things, but also the two sets that came out of that, Star Munchkin 2 and Star Munchkin 3. All you have to do is go over there, click on a few buttons, follow us on Twitter and some other things, and you get entered. And we'll do a drawing at the end of the month for that. So go check it out. People like Munchkin.
That seems all right to me.
It seems all right to me, too. It's probably about a $50 value, $60 value, something like that.
Steven Schleicher can be found, of course, at majorspoilers.com, as well as Major Spoilers on Twitter. And Steven, it's always a pleasure, man. Take it easy.
All right, take care,
guys. We'll talk to you soon.
See
you. Bye now. Good luck with Skype. Yeah. All right. Well, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to have to keep an eye on Doc Savage for Film Sack for sure.
I agree. That 70s one? Yeah,
sounds
dude.
Perfect. Yep.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh. If we don't do that, we're dumb. Something wrong with us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not you, it's me. check this out. On the line with us today. Oh, my gosh. Video. Hold on a minute. Let me pull this up. Veronica Ann Belmont on the return.
What?
The rebound from Montenegro. How was your trip? Everything go good?
Yeah, it was fine. It was a long trip, you guys. Yeah.
Looked pretty though. Looked nice.
It was beautiful country. But yeah, super long traveling. And I have to go back to that part of the world. Poor me. at the end of July for a wedding.
Oh my gosh.
To Greece.
That's a really cool. My daughter's been to Greece and said it was her favorite place to be.
Oh really?
Yeah. Assuming they don't become completely financially solvent by the time you get there.
Yeah, it's a good time to go, right?
Yeah, good time. It's never been a better time.
Everything's cheap.
Well,
you get the tourism money, so I'm happy to give it to him.
We're glad to have you back. I know you're gone next week, is it?
13th? Yes.
Yeah, so having Veronica is like a, you know, it's a treat here. It's like Halloween every week, yeah.
Even if she's not going to be gone the next week, it's always a treat.
It's always a treat.
That's nice of you to say.
Well, we mean it. So you come on the show, we talk about video games, usually what's happening in the news, some of the trends and things going on. With being out of town so much, you probably came home to a bit of a pile of stacked up news. But what's going on this fine Monday?
Well, before my real story, yes, I came back and I had been wanting more than anything to just jump back into Witcher. And I did. And the new DLC was available. So now I have two new DLCs that I need to crank into. And man, that game is so fun.
So the Blood and Wine one, is that the newest one?
Yeah, I haven't started that one. I'm still on the first one.
Steam gives it an overwhelmingly positive review so far.
So fun. It's a lot of talking. I forgot how much talking happens in those games. No, like there's a lot of listening to stuff.
Yeah.
They say that the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm fine having a problem, but I've been so busy. Otherwise, it's like I just want to get in there. But speaking of video games and things that people are obsessed with, so of course the Assassin's Creed movie is ramping up and people are super stoked on that. But a lot of people were wondering, well, how does Ezio Auditore fit into all of this? And
they're not wondering it as well as you are, apparently. That was
beautiful. Yeah, nice.
Well, apparently, and I don't, you know, maybe this goes into the realm of spoilers. So if you really don't want to know at all what's going to happen in the Assassin's Creed movie, you're saving yourself. Now would be a good time to go away. Mm. But there is apparently an ancestor of Ezio. I'm not sure if Ezio is going to appear. I don't think so. But there is a in the cast list, there's a Swedish actor named Matthias Varala. I'm probably saying that very wrong, who's named as a 21st century character called Emir. However, in production notes, this is from GamesRadar, we're told that he's linked to an assassin of Middle Eastern descent who lived, quote, where East meets West and observed and knew perhaps one of the most accomplished assassins of all time.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So it goes on to say that Istanbul is often described as being the place where East meets West. The old name of Istanbul, Constantinople, which just happens to be the location of Ezio's last adventures in Revelations and where the noted master assassin met his wife. So GamesRadar goes on to say, I don't think it's too much of a leap of faith to say that Emir's ancestor knew Ezio Auditore.
Ah, see, I like this.
Nice pun there, too. Or not pun, but...
Yeah, leap of faith. Yes.
Yeah, nice reference.
Well, you just hold down X and move forward. It's fun.
When we were watching the preview in the theater, they played the preview before Captain America.
Yeah.
And there's this shot of Callum or whatever his name is in the new movie. Yeah. And he's standing, you know, up on one of his perches. And I'm like, I swear to God, if he dives into a hay bale, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, see, this is the thing with video game movies is I'm in the same boat. I'm just waiting for that shoe to drop, right? Like where
there's gotta be a scene in the movie somewhere where he ends up in a hay bale and everyone's like, what the hell?
They can't resist the temptation.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. How can they not? Like, I wouldn't be able to, and I think it's a terrible idea, but I still wouldn't be able to.
I would be upset if I watched that movie and he wasn't at least once in a hay bale.
Yeah, if he doesn't get up on some tip top tower or something, it's crouching.
Have an eagle noise go by.
And and there needs to be like a rotating camera and then a bunch of icons appear where you know where your next bunch of missions will be. Come on, now. That's how it needs to be. So with Warcraft coming out and then this coming out later this year, it seems like a year where, at least for gamers, because it doesn't sound like critics are on board, but at least for gamers, there's a real chance here for, you know, for some movies to finally do well that are crossovers from video games. I hope so, anyway.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So, did you see the movie yet?
No.
You guys are having your get-together.
Yeah, like, we're doing a rental this Saturday, so Tom and Brian and a few others are coming, and we're just going to hope for the best. I mean, basically, the critics have reamed it, but everyone I've talked to who plays WoW or has played WoW came away loving it. They
well, can't Beja, Beja saw it, right? And he liked it?
It was Terpster. He saw it.
It was Terpster. Okay.
Twice, and he loved it. And he's a picky movie guy, like super picky. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he liked it as much as he liked it, and the fact, you know, we're all a little biased toward it, but we're going to see things in it that we're going to go, oh my gosh, look at Goldshire, or look mm-hmm. at that scene
right.
of this. And
dollar on.
There's got to be a lot of nods to the fans, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, big time. And Terpster and I talked about it on the instance the other day, a very spoiler-filled one, so if you don't want to hear spoilers, don't go check it out, people at home. But he basically went through the entire plot of the film, and what he described to me sounds like exactly what I want out of it. So I'm excited.
So this is based on Orcs and Humans, right?
Correct.
Is
right.
That,
right.
Okay.
Way more, pre-world, pre-Warcraft 3.
Yeah, pre-3, exactly. So it's like right. two and three kind of meshed a bit. There's also some a little bit of change here and there to kind of accommodate the current lore of the game. And so one would assume that at the end of this, if this does well, and so far it's doing well financially, critically not so much, but if it does well enough, and sequels are, you know, a possibility, we could get into the whole Arthas story and then beyond that. So this could be really
I think it'd be a bummer if they didn't go into the Arthas storyline.
Well, that's kind of your key. That's your big moment, right? Like, that's your big thing. And if they don't get to that, in my mind, that either means the movie just completely tanked or...
It has to be on their roadmap for sure.
Yeah.
Ugh, I want to see Torin in the movies.
I know. That's the only way you'll get him, because you got to go... You got to go to Kalimdor and find out that whole place exists. And
right.
Guys, I miss Warcraft sometimes.
I know. Me too. Well, you got a new expansion coming, you know.
It's time to jump back in.
Yeah, you got time till August to think about it. There's no rush. We'll get in there. We'll do what we got to do and make it happen.
Right.
By then you'll be done with The Witcher. So
maybe.
We'll see how that goes. Veronica Belmont. Veronica on Twitter, everybody. Follow her there. She's always got great stuff to say about all kinds of things, including the occasional video game talk. And may your next trip be full of safe international travel.
Maybe I'll go see Ezio Auditore.
Ciao. We'll see you later. Oh, my Lord. All right.
Hey, I need 30 seconds. Will you give me 30 seconds?
Yeah,
I'm realizing my son's car is still outside, and I think he works today. So give me 30 seconds.
All right.
Near miss.
Okay. Anyway, where the hell were we? Quick phone call we got from somebody, and then we'll end things today. This call today comes to us regarding the Egg and I, the restaurant I went to where they said ooh gross when I wanted to order.
I don't think it's spelled I with a B-Y-E, is it?
It's not, but I'm an idiot and wrote that.
Okay.
So here's the call. Let's see what's up.
I've been listening to your Egg and I story, and you're not doing any favors by not complaining about a bad employee. All that's going to do is bring the company down and end up getting those cooks fired when they can't keep the place open because everyone there are a bunch of dicks. Nope.
All right, so
he's
not,
right, you know.
He's not wrong. I mean, this is the problem, though, Brian. I'm not very good at
those kinds of interactions.
Well, my dad taught me at a very young age that you never know what anyone's going through, mm-hmm. and to always assume that if your waiter or waitress is having a rotten time, assume that they're having a worse time than you, and that maybe you can actually make things better by being really nice to them. So that was just something that was instilled in me. My mom was really mean to the help all the time. It didn't matter. Like, if something was just barely out of place, there was no cilantro.
I like that you called them the help.
Yeah. That sounds more demeaning than the other thing. You're right. But they were, it just never occurs to me to go, this is the worst service ever. You know, like, I just can't do it. It's just not in me because I don't know what's happening in their lives. And I don't want to contribute to somebody's bipolar depression or something.
Sure, of course.
So
I think you can say it in a nice way. I mean, you can say, hey, I noticed that our order hasn't arrived yet. Is there an issue? Can we maybe get a refill on our coffee? Oh, that's right. Cause they didn't even bring Kim's potatoes or something that she specifically
requested. There were a bunch of stuff she didn't get right away. They came in like waves and it was like normally the kind of food you're supposed to get all at once.
Right.
It wasn't that big a deal, but it was enough of a deal that we probably, yes. Okay.
You can feign kind of an ignorance thing on stuff like that too and say, I know at some restaurants they'll bring the salad out early, but is it common here for it to come out with the pizza? It's something that I've said at a recently at a pizza place.
Okay.
Oh, no, they were just really backed up. And so the pizza was done the same time as the salad. So I brought it all together. I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. And I didn't feel like I was hard on them. I didn't feel like they were going to spit in anything. Plus, we'd already gotten all our food, so there's nothing left for them to spit on. But
right. Yeah, if there's any spitting going on, it had already happened.
I guess I don't know how you ask that question at the Egg and I and say, hey, I don't know, is it at other restaurants they'll actually bring you the thing you request? Is that
is that different
here?
Yeah. Do you guys not bring the things that, you know, we order, or, you know, try to say that nicely without sounding like a sarcastic
right,
dick?
Okay, yeah, I guess you can't use that exact example.
It's tricky, but I'm with the caller. He's right. I mean, I don't want, you know, the Egg and I should thrive and survive. They should be a fine mm-hmm. business establishment that you could frequent and expect a certain level of service. I totally agree with all of that, but right. Part of it was me working at Chi Chi's and watching that guy spit on that guy's steak and put it on the floor and mush it with his foot and then present it back to him. Like, after that I went, oh, this could happen at every restaurant I've ever been to, and I don't want that in my life.
Yeah,
he is right.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end today's broadcast day by letting people know that if they would like to support the show and keep it on the air, there's a way to do it. That's at patreon.com/TMS. Every little bit helps. Thank you all for your little bits, as they do help. They really do.
Keep those little bits coming.
Yeah, keep your little bits out. This is streaming every day at alphageekradio.com. Big thanks to them. You can hear the show there every day, live, audio and video. You can also check us out on diamondclub.tv, where we embed their player. They are awesome. Thank you for the video feed, guys. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. 801-471-0462 is the number that guy used to call us. You can do the same. On Twitter, we're @morningstream, @ScottJohnson, and @Coverville. Let's be done.
Okay, and don't forget, tomorrow we're starting a half an hour early, yep. So make sure if you're a live stream listener, you show up half an hour early.
8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., We only go an hour tomorrow. Jury's traveling anyway, so this may actually have worked out.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
He will be on Hotline Monday today, probably from his phone, so that's still happening tonight what time? 3?
I can't wait for your spoiler-filled discussion of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, I know. That took the top box office, but not...
It actually, critics are even not saying... They're saying that it's not as bad as...
Is the first one good?
As the first one, so.
Okay, maybe I'll see it. I don't know. I'm interested in that kind of. Also... Game of Thrones. That show's great.
Oh yeah, last night was so good.
I found the actor I want to be queen of all of Westeros, and she's 10 years old.
Oh right, yeah.
She was incredible.
She was really good.
All right, we're gonna go now. You have music? What do you got there?
I do have music. All right, so Scott, today, 72 years ago today, it was the D-Day. It was storming the beach at Normandy. Mm. But that's not the anniversary that I want to celebrate. The anniversary I want to celebrate is that 24 years ago today, Brian and Tina got married.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, this is a dedication, a request that I'm putting in the show here, and it's a cover. So don't worry, people, it's still a cover. Back in 1996, the band Split Enz, Neil Finn, Tim Finn, and all the guys got together with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra and did covers of a lot of their music, a lot of their hits. And they included this one, which also happens to be the song that Tina and I danced to for our first dance at our wedding.
This is so cute. I didn't know we were going to get all this cuteness today.
I know, right? Yeah. So here is Enzo, Split Enz, with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, doing a cover of Split Enz's Message to My Girl.
To
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
You're such a dildo.